Let's take a look at credits and grading of the advanced course. The advanced course gives you 7 to 10 credits depending on what part of the course you do. To get the 7 credits, you have to complete all mandatory parts. You have to complete pre-exam, you have to complete video lectures, you have to complete the first 2 written assignments. So these first 2 written assignments are more foundational. The remaining written assignments, 3 to 8, are more about specific techniques. But the first assignment is about causality, which is an important thing. The second is about structural ecosystem modeling. And through structural ecosystem modeling, we cover important concepts such as model testing and identification and estimation, which are necessary for you to understand some of the more advanced techniques. So the first 2 are going to be mandatory, the others are optional. And I recommend that you choose the optional assignments based on what techniques you think you will apply yourself in the future. Of course, even if you don't do a written assignment, I recommend that you read some of the materials that I give you for the assignment so that we have more things to discuss in the seminars. Tools and techniques parts of all data analysis assignment sets, or tools and analysis part of all data analysis assignment sets. The challenge parts are optional, but you must complete tools and analysis parts. Then you need to do a Monte Carlo study. You need to do an article presentation where you pick an article that explains some methodological concepts or explains a new method, goes to common problems or something like that that we have not discussed in detail in the article. You present it to others, then we discuss. Then there's a final exam where you get to work in a computer lab on assignments, and then I'll grade you. Optional credits, you'll get 1/2 a credit point for each optional written assignment. The number of credits, the maximum is 10 points, and I'll take a sum and I round it down. So to get 1 additional credit, you always need to complete 2 more written assignments. The seminars on the course run either on Zoom or in person. Importantly, seminars are not lectures. So this is a blended learning course, which means that I will give you materials as pre-recorded videos. I will give you reading materials and assignments. You do those before we meet. When we meet, we use that time for discussions and questions. You can, of course, use the course forum, but having this synchronous discussion in person is better than forum for some kind of things. I have some in-class assignments, so if you have no questions, no comments, which is really unlikely, I got content prepared for the seminars. I can give a quick overview of the content of the video lecture if needed. So I will bring my slides with me, and if you have specific questions about specific video, we can go through that. But coming to the seminar without reading the materials is not something that you should do. So don't come to the seminar unprepared. Be prepared to discuss it. That gives you better learning outcomes. Grading for the seminars showing up, you get a 2. Asking a question or commenting something once gives you a 3. Actively participating gives you a 4 or 5. Normally, when I run these courses, the basic course and the advanced course, people tend to get 4s or 5s because people who come to the course are generally interested on these topics and want to participate. You can miss 1 for any reason, and the worst grade is dropped. If you participate in all, then you'll get a slightly better grade because the worst is dropped. If you have a good reason, like you are sick or you have a conference travel or something like that that really prevents you from coming, then email me and we'll make arrangements. So I'm not going to fail anyone for missing 2 of the 9 seminars if you have a good reason. The pre-exam covers a couple of books. The Singleton and Straits book is something that you read for the basic course. You will read it again because reading good books multiple times is helpful. For example, when I read it first time and when I read it the next time, I got some more new information because you have more context. You know, you have more background knowledge. Then you learn it better when you read it many times. And this is a really good book. Same for Woolridge. So we studied Woolridge's book, the first part, for the basic course, and you will need to read it again for this course. Of course, if you know the book already, you don't have to read it cover to cover. Same with Singleton and Straits. Then we have Jakar and Jacobi book, which is a really great book about not about analysis or research design, but how you build theory and how you build models. And this is something that not many courses or not many books address. And this is a rather unique book. It also discusses something about modeling, and we need to build models, statistical models, to be able to test them. So that should be read pretty much cover to cover. You can skip the part about qualitative research, though. Then you need to read either Stata User Manual, the most recent one, or the one that corresponds to the version that you are using, or Wickham's book on data science in R, which introduces a modern approach and the tidyverse library to R, which we'll be using on this course. These two books, either one, should be read cover to cover. Also, I'm going to be asking questions related to the basic course. In practice, I will include all the learning diary questions, there are about 20 questions from the basic course, into the question pool of the advanced course. I recommend that you read all these books so that you understand what the books are about. You don't need to focus on every detail, but focus on the big picture, understanding what these books are about. Once you have done that, there is the question pool from which all the exam questions come from on the course website. Take a look at that question pool and then try to find answers to those questions in the books. And that's another way of studying for the exam. Then there's the final exam. The final exam will be in a computer class, or you will work at your home. So this depends on how the course is run for a particular year. You will work on assignments similar to the challenge assignments. So the challenge assignments are basically models for questions that I might ask you. I might even include some of the challenge assignments in the question, in the exam. You return the exam as an R file or Stata file, depending on which software you use. And I might also require that you do a Word file if I want you to demonstrate how you export tables, for example. You return those files to my courses and I will grade them. The exam time is 4 hours and you will have any resources you want. So you can search the internet, you can search Stack Overflow, you can have books, you can watch my videos and whatever. The only constraint is that you cannot communicate with other people over the internet. So you can't have your supervisor be there on chat and answer your questions. But this is models the way how we do real research. So you have a problem and you need to figure it out and you have all the resources. It's not about memorizing things, but it's about learning and how to get problems solved. And I'm testing more of your problem-solving skills here and your general understanding than trying to check if you have memorized specific facts from the course. You can follow your course completion using this completion tracking symbol. So these boxes here show if you have completed some things on the course, and this is your overall completion tracking. It starts with blue, so everything is not completed. It will start turning green once you complete things, and it will start turning red if you fall behind the schedule. Importantly, there are two different schedules on Moodle. There is due date and there is expected completion date. And these are different, and the expected completion date is more for you for pacing. So that is nothing bad happens if you fall behind an expected completion date. You just fall behind and then you catch up. Due dates are more important because due dates are for me, they're for grading. So to be able to grade you on a certain day, then there is a due date by which time you need to submit your assignment. If you don't, then I can't grade you. So due dates are important. Expected completion is more like pacing yourself. Some of these, most of the time the dates are the same, but sometimes the expected completion date might be after the due date. For example, if the completion criteria is that I have graded you. So there are different completion criteria to get these boxes. But generally, if this shows blue or green, you're fine. If it shows red, then you know that you have fallen behind and you need to catch up. Grading is based on the following. Pre-exam gives you 10% of the grade. Assignments, all 24 assignments, is half. So assignments are really important. They're done in groups. So a lot of your grade depends on how your group work goes. If you have a group that doesn't function, if you think that your group doesn't perform on the level that you want your own grade to be, then we can make arrangements. Participation is 10%, so it's fairly minor. Final exam is 30%, so that's a big deal as well. You can check your grades from the gradebook. I'm a big fan of high-frequency, low-stakes grading, so I grade many, many things, and then you can just check how you're doing. And this is a way of giving also feedback. If you get lots of twos or threes, then you know, or even ones, then you know that you should probably step up your game a bit. If you get fours or fives, fives are rare, fours are more common, then you know that you're doing well. So it's a way of keeping track of how you're doing and whether you should be doing something in a different way.